A study in this week's New England Journal of Medicine finds that the chickenpox vaccine is much less effective than previously thought. An outbreak of the disease among children who already had been vaccinated suggests that more than one dose of the vaccine may be needed. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
It was about this time last year when Dr. Karine Galil, a medical epidemiologist working at the Atlanta offices of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, got a phone call about chickenpox.
The state of New Hampshire contacted CDC and described that they were having an outbreak and that a lot of the children that were attending the daycare center were vaccinated. And so they wondered if that was something that should be investigated more thoroughly, and we certainly thought that it should be.
So Galil and colleagues traveled to New Hampshire. At the time, only 10 children at the daycare center were sick with chickenpox. Eventually, 25 kids ended up getting sick. 17 of them, including the one who first spread the disease, had been vaccinated.
We actually found that the vaccine effectiveness was 44%, which is far lower than any estimate of the effectiveness of the chickenpox vaccine.
While the vaccine may not have prevented infection, Galil says it did prevent the kids from getting severely sick from the disease. The vaccinated children had only mild cases compared to the kids who were not vaccinated.
They missed more daycare. It took longer for their rash to crust over. More of them had fever, and they had more rash lesions. They were sicker.
Previous estimates put the vaccine's effectiveness as high as 85%. But Galil says these findings suggest that the vaccine may wear off over time.
Children who had been vaccinated more than 3 years before this outbreak started were at higher risk of getting varicella, chickenpox, than kids who had been vaccinated within 3 years. And that certainly raises the possibility of waning immunity.
Just with a cough, but today, because of the MRI, he was crying and worked himself up, that his nose started running. And
this is the pediatric clinic at the University of California, Los Angeles Medical Center. Dr. John Fricker sees very young patients every day who come here for vaccinations, everything from polio and hepatitis to diphtheria, tetanus, and measles. Fricker says he's not at all surprised by the findings from the New Hampshire Daycare Center.
Well, remember what happened with the measles vaccine. We thought initially that only one dose of the measles vaccine would be necessary. And some, I don't remember, 5 or 6 years into our experience with the vaccine, it became obvious that a booster needed to be given, and we now routinely give a booster at age 4 or 5.
Fricker suspects the chickenpox vaccine may also need a booster dose, and having an effective vaccine can make the difference between life and death. In over 41 years of practice, Fricker says he's treated children paralyzed by polio, hospitalized by tetanus and diphtheria, all preventable by vaccines. And he's had 4 patients die from complications caused by chickenpox.
If you look at the risk-benefit ratio between having the vaccines and not having the vaccines, in my humble judgment, it comes down very positively in favor of the vaccinations that we are doing.
Before the vaccine was licensed in 1996, 100 people died each year from the disease, and 11,000 more were hospitalized with complications. Since then, doctors say death and hospitalizations due to chickenpox have decreased dramatically. But doctors say more study is needed to determine whether a second dose of chickenpox vaccine will protect children from getting infected at all and will prevent the infection from recurring in later life, as the disease commonly known as shingles. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.